and indeed the most visible proponent of the viewpoint of a young earth creation in six literal days was a Seventh-day Adventist science teacher named George McGrady Price. He argued for a recent six-day creation with a catastrophic flood, Noah's flood as it were, shaping the earth's features and laying down its characteristic fossils, such as the dinosaur fossils. But his teachings were limited mostly to within Seventh-day Adventist Church and Seventh-day Adventist colleges. This view, if it became mainstream, this view of a young earth creation, would utterly split religion from mainstream science. And that's what's begun to happen in the last 40 years. Central in this story of how it has moved from the view of a smaller Protestant sects to a main conservative Christian belief in America, central in that story is a Baptist engineering professor named Henry M. Morris, who revived Price's flood geology, as it was known, that the flood would basically explain our geological features, Noah's flood, the flood geology. He revived that in 1961 and began spreading it widely among conservative Protestants under the name scientific creationism or creation science. With this, Morris effectively co-opted the creationist banner during the 60s, 1960s and 1970s. A little bit about Henry Morris. Henry Morris was a very precise, very intelligent, a very intense young man. And he became convinced, he was a Southern Baptist, and he became convinced that the entire Bible must be literally true or none of it could be trusted. Genesis had to be believed equally with the gospel accounts. And believing this, he focused his career on the study of hydraulic engineering. He went to school to get a PhD in hydraulic engineering to learn what catastrophic water action, like a Noah's flood, how it could impact geological features, what impact it could have. Then working with theologian, conservative Protestant theologian John Whitcomb, Morris published in 1961 the book The Genesis Flood. This book presented scientific arguments for creation within a biblical chronology, within a young earth, six-day creation chronology, attributing the fossil record and most major geologic features to a single worldwide flood. Well, this book, as one could expect, given what I've said about the developments within science, the way science had moved out of being much concerned about religion, this book was virtually ignored by the scientific community. It was not reviewed in scientific journals. It was not engaged by the scientific community. But during the 1960s and 1970s, it gained an enormous following within conservative Protestant circles. Morris followed this one book up with a stream of books, articles, tapes, and lectures promoting his ideas to churches and to church members. He traveled throughout the country. He spoke in churches. He was a professor. He was in fact chairman of the engineering department at Virginia Tech, a secular school, but he spoke widely on his ideas and spread them widely throughout the country. Then he compounded his efforts with an institutional development that started in 1972. He got the help of Tim LaHaye, who's still a very popular Christian writer. His books sell millions of copies, usually on biblical prophecy. And with working with Tim LaHaye, Henry Morris founded the Institute for Creation Research, or ICR, which ever since its founding in 1972 has widely promoted scientific creationism through books, pamphlets, films, lectures, debates, research. ICR biology textbooks grew to dominate the Christian school market. And that's a growing market because as Protestant Christianity has grown, they've spawned off their own high schools, their own grade schools, their own colleges, and ICR textbooks became dominant in these markets. So more and more people, more and more students would learn these ideas. During the mid-1970s,